When it comes to defense infrastructure, having a consistent brand identity isn't just a nice to have. It's, well, essential. Stakeholders, be it contractors, government bodies, or communities, need to know you stand for something. And that trust starts with clarity in who you are and what you represent.
Right, no one wants the guesswork, especially in a sector that's, so reliant on integrity and reliability. But consistency isn't just about having a snazzy logo or a catchy tagline.
Correct. It's much more than that. Let me share an example. Take Decknet, for instance. I built its brand identity on values like service, courage, and integrity, which anyone involved in defense can immediately connect with. These aren't just words.
Exactly. They set the tone for how the whole industry sees you, like what your team stands for and how you're contributing, right?
That's right. These values are central to every decision, every message. And guess what happens when you're consistent? Stakeholders recognize that and trust grows. Over time, these values become your reputation and people are drawn to work with you.
Oh, I love that. It's like building a relationship. People don't just decide they like or trust you overnight. It's the little things that add up, yeah?
Well said. Some of the most successful campaigns in our industry, think infrastructure projects or government branding efforts, nailed this idea. You see it in the defense space all the time, with programs that focus on long-term commitment instead of short-term gains.
You know what? It reminds me of that big redevelopment project up north. They made it all about sustainability and community in every press release, every meeting, and everyone from local councils to the defence team felt like they were genuinely a part of it.
Exactly. That's the power of good branding. It's making people feel included in something bigger. But it only works if you stick to it day in, day out. That consistency builds trust, which is absolutely critical in our field.
Totally. You can't fake authenticity. People catch on, especially, in defense where trust ain't handed out lightly.
And it's not just big slogans or statements either. It's about aligning every touch point, whether it's how you respond to an email or how you show up in meetings. It all matters.
Thinking about how consistent branding ties into the bigger picture, can we look at outreach strategies for a second? I mean, there are, what, a dozen ways to communicate those core values, but it all really comes down to knowing your audience, right?
Absolutely. Tailoring your approach is key. For defense projects, channels like email campaigns and social media might seem, well, unconventional, but they're surprisingly effective when done right. The trick is in how you craft the message.
Yeah, it kind of blows my mind that social media even has a place here. But I've seen defense contractors gaining real traction with platforms like LinkedIn. It's not just about posting job ads, it's conversations, engagement, and when people see your name pop up consistently, it works wonders.
Exactly. LinkedIn's a strategic gem for professional visibility. But let's not underestimate the power of email either, especially for direct outreach. When you've got a personalized, well-targeted campaign, it doesn't just reach inboxes, it opens doors.
Oh, 100%. I was part of a campaign like that up in Northern Australia. It was about bringing together all these stakeholders for a defence-centric event. We didn't just blast generic emails. We tailored them, like really thought about how each group would feel included. And guess what? People actually showed up and the feedback was off the charts.
That's a brilliant example. Tailored messaging engages people. It makes them feel seen. And content marketing is another layer on top of that. Blogs, videos, press releases, they all work to showcase not just what you do, but how you think and operate.
Yep, and let's be real, defense loves a good story. If you can show how a project is solving a real issue or adding value to a community, people connect with that.
Storytelling is powerful. It's what differentiates a forgettable advertisement from a memorable brand. Every defense project has its story. You just need to frame it right. And when you do, your outreach becomes more than just communication. It becomes connection.
That connection, yeah, that's what builds credibility. And I guess that's where consistency comes back in too, huh? Like, it's not just about one campaign or one post, it's the follow-through, keeping the conversation alive.
Exactly. It's a sustained effort over time. Whether it's through social media, email, or events, every piece of outreach contributes to the bigger picture. And when done consistently, it strengthens your reputation.
So we've talked about how outreach and consistency help build a brand, but that makes me wonder, how do you actually gauge whether all of that effort is paying off?
Great question. Metrics are at the core of understanding impact. In defence infrastructure, we're talking about things like stakeholder engagement levels, project win rates, or even audience retention on your communications.
Wait, retention? Like the number of people actually sticking around to hear what you're saying?
Got it in one. It's not just about blasting a message out there. If people aren't engaging, reading, watching, replying, you're not making the impact you think you are.
Oh, so it's about more than just those vanity metrics like views or clicks?
Absolutely. Vanity metrics can be misleading. Meaningful metrics are tied directly to your objectives. For example, did a campaign lead to more stakeholder meetings, or did a post drive inquiries from the right audience?
That makes sense. So what about partnerships then? Like where collaboration plays a part in expansion?
So that's where it gets interesting. So successful partnerships often create ripple effects, reputation enhancement, new networks, or even expanded project scopes. And a case that comes to mind, during the PDS contract, we partnered with local councils to integrate community-driven green infrastructure. That collaboration opened doors to bigger conversations about sustainability, reinforcing trust and reach.
Oh, I love that. It's like proving your brand through action, yeah? Not just words.
Exactly. Actions speak louder. Another factor is managing access restrictions. Digital platforms, for instance, can be a double-edged sword. They're powerful for visibility, but, you know, they can limit meaningful connection when overused.
Yeah, like when everything's behind a login wall or feels impersonal.
Precisely. Accessibility without sacrificing security, that's the challenge, especially when dealing with defence-sensitive information. Platforms like DECnet have worked hard to balance transparency with trust.
And I guess the sweet spot comes when you genuinely understand not just your audience, but their needs, their limitations, and build your engagement framework from there.
Exactly. One size doesn't fit all. So strategy and execution go hand in hand. And when you consistently deliver value, measure your outcomes and adapt, well, that's when your brand transcends mere recognition to real impact.
All about trust, right? I love it. Honestly, this has been so insightful.
It has, and that's the essence of everything we've talked about today. Trust, consistency, connection, those are the building blocks of a strong brand, especially in a sector as unique as defence.
Couldn't agree more. On that note, I think we're done for today. What a conversation.
It really was. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll catch you next time.